Food and Water. Let food be thy medicine. Hippocrates. Life is a miracle. Somehow, trillions of the little bits and pieces of our bodies work together while we dunk basketballs, cook dinner, wade in the creek, fly in hang gliders, and go about our daily lives. Each type of body part has its own special building blocks that fit together to perform a specific purpose. Bones, ligaments and tendons, the brain, muscles, and our internal organs all work together to help us navigate our lives. They all play their parts in a biological concert that allows us the gift of sentience, thought, and self-actualization. We are one of the few creatures on the planet that understands much of the context in which we exist. The unlikelihood of our existence should never be ignored. The probability is unimaginably low of our ability to grow and function, create art, write, learn, teach, to even exist. This viewpoint makes it possible for us not to take our own existence for granted. When comprehending this unlikelihood, it promotes how special humans are. This idea is a direct path to appreciation for a long, healthy life and an important example of moral roots for young people. In short, appreciate life, respect its dangers, let humanity and the universe be brilliantly adorned. The human body, driven to consume the bounty of Earth's biology, slowly over time elevates the eyes upward, generation over generation, to see above the tall grass, constantly opposing the Earth's relentless natural action to pull everything back into its soil. It is a beautiful conflict between life, growth, reduction, and death. Like a sunflower, or like an oak tree, we eventually stop growing upward. Individually, we lose the battle against gravity. But through our children, the battle wages on. The food we eat and the water we drink play the most crucial role in the battle upward. The right food and water can reduce or even eliminate pain. It can boost brain power. It can change the course of history for an individual or community. Humans and other animals search for food constantly in a struggle for survival that eventually ends the same way for every living thing. Food/sustenance typically enters the body one way, where it progresses through a series of ever finer filters as a constant internal churning breaks our dinners into ever finer particulates, each having its own unique shape. Some of the particles are retained. Most are expelled. When too much of a micronutrient or compound is provided, the excess is discarded. During the process of breaking down, food and water, naturally occurring byproducts are excreted when you use the bathroom and sweat. Even some toxic particles of food can be broken down and discarded naturally by the human body as it grows. So, we limit toxic inputs, drink good water and eat good food, exercise to produce sweat and increase metabolism and flow essential nutrients to the furthest extents of our bodies, from the tops of our heads to the tips of our fingers to the bottoms of our toes. Like passengers on a train system, each food particle we intake eventually ends up at the right stop, an elaborate system of filters, tubes, and nets guides each particle based on its composition to a predetermined endpoint. When a particle of broken down food reaches its destination, it combines with other particles to build the biological framework that gives us thought, mobility, and the ability to learn. One example is bones, which require many minerals to become strong. The bones provide attachments for ligaments and tendons so we can move. Bones also protect the brain as it develops and gives us consciousness. A cocktail of digested minerals is directed to the cells that make our bones and every other part of our bodies. Another example of this biological framework is how potassium supports the synapses of our brains to allow rapid ionization and molecular displacement that creates the electrochemical signals to guide our thoughts and movement. Various refined chemical compounds are guided to the building blocks of our nervous systems, the data transmission wires of the body. Each piece performs a role, working in concert to give us the unlikely experience of life. To sustain life, the body requires many nutrients and chemical substances. Ideally, they are acquired through a healthy, well-balanced diet to grow, maintain, and repair the body. These nutrients perform three basic functions. They provide energy, build the body, and regulate the body functions and chemical processes. The six categories of nutrients are carbohydrates, lipids, fats and oils, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and water. We divide these into smaller groups of macronutrients and micronutrients. Macronutrients, carbs, fats, and proteins, are needed in large amounts and constitute a majority of a human's diet. They mainly aid in building tissue and providing energy. Micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, are needed in smaller quantities and are necessary for carrying out processes throughout the body. Water is in its own category, as it is the most critical nutrient and needed in large amounts. Water transports nutrients and waste and is the medium in which chemical reactions occur. The water in our bodies is a solvent, a lubricant, a protective cushion, regulates temperature, and more. Approximately 60 to 70% of the human body is water. The average healthy person is also composed of 16 to 22% fat, usually more for females, 16% protein, 5% minerals, and less than 1% carbohydrate. These composition amounts vary based on gender, health, and age. During the process of gestation, it is important to provide balanced nutrition to the mother, who in turn provides these nutrients to the growing child. The absence of crucial compounds for growth will create blank or weak spaces in the baby that can have unpredictable results. Prenatal vitamins are essential, and avoiding poisonous food and drink is critical. For instance, we only drink triple-filtered ozonated water from a local distiller. When we go to the grocery, we stay away from processed foods, we eat meat and fat, and always mix in vegetables. When our budget allows, we take daily multivitamins containing essential compounds and nutrients for growing and thriving bodies. The growth process is very selective, orchestrated, and miraculous. Besides nutrition, DNA and genetics also play an important role in growth and development. This is how I think of DNA and genetics and how I taught it to my kids. Genetics directs and organizes incoming compounds into collections, and in so doing, guides the process of growth in the body, from the earth to the earth. From the very beginning of our lives, at conception, the mother's womb begins directing nutrients, compounds, and molecules into the genetic filtration system of the fertilized egg. The newly formed person takes on a new mantle, from egg and spermatozoa to zygote, a human being, a person, a precious and miraculous new life, growing and eventually passing on their hopefully healthy genetics to their children. Everyone knows that good nutrition is important, but to some it is a major part of their lifestyle or religion. Despite having some shortcomings in my opinion, there is something very good that can be derived from the Seventh-day Adventist way of life: their belief in healthy food and water. The Seventh-day Adventist diet is plant-based and has lots of whole foods. It excludes most animal products, alcohol, and caffeinated beverages. While some SDA devotees take their diet to an extreme, others choose to incorporate and vary the amount of animal and other types of non-hardcore SDA foods. To be clear, I did not raise my family as SDA, but we pay attention to the connection between food and how we feel, think, and move. Being cognizant of how food affects us allows for fine-tuning that helps us feel good and perform at high levels. The discipline required to maintain an SDA strict adherence to the vegan philosophy is admirable, but I also think that the SDA diet is not complete and some nutritional deficiencies must be occurring. That being said, the experience of living with them for a time ingrained an important value into my mind, that food and health and happiness are connected. With this core value as a backdrop, my observations of the results of others who were less concerned with good dietary habits were more vivid and memorable. Friends in high school who drank too much alcohol did poorly in their classes. Those who did meth lost their teeth and became mentally unstable and vindictive towards others. Those who ate only fast food became obese and low energy. We have a reasonable mix of healthy foods of all types in our family's diet, especially of those that have been in the human diet for thousands of years, like heritage vegetables, fruits, and wild game. Sometimes you just look at someone and wonder, what did they do growing up? If that's the case, well, when I was growing up, perhaps 70% of our food was home-cooked. We had lots of vegetables sautéed in cast-iron skillets with plenty of butter. We ate red meat, fish, chicken, and turkey, but never without some kind of vegetable side dish. We always had vitamins and herbal supplements around, and I remember taking lecithin, alfalfa, and a large horse pill-sized herbal multivitamin, providing a wide variety of compounds, making my body stronger, my mind sharper, my memory longer, and my overall dexterity more noticeable when compared to my peers. Awareness of the connection between food and health has us looking to diet first when we don't feel well. In our family anyway, good food, water, and exercise have never caused harm. Knock on wood. After some experimentation, here's a short list of what we decided to cut out of our diets. High fructose corn syrup, MSG, sucralose, fructose, artificial sweeteners, etc. Wheat, boxed and processed foods, seed oils, and virgin olive oil. Something we discovered more recently is that modern wheat causes distinct digestive problems. We aren't all gluten intolerant like Jess after the mold house, but when I cut out wheat, I felt much better, had more complete trips to the bathroom, dropped weight with less effort, aches felt better, and headaches went away. We have eaten homemade bread for years. I ate it growing up. Unfortunately, as we got older, inflammation caused more pain. It seems wheat causes some inflammation. Some possible causes of this are Roundup used on the wheat crops. In fact, according to a lawsuit settled by the manufacturer of Roundup, quote, people filing Roundup lawsuits claim the weed killer caused them to develop cancer. In 2020, Monsanto, now Bayer, agreed to pay almost $11 billion to settle most Roundup cancer claims. In February 24, 4,203 Roundup cancer lawsuits were still pending in the California Roundup MDL. In addition to these chemicals, modern wheat has a genetically altered structure to help it tolerate being subjected to Roundup. The alterations affected my ability to properly and completely digest the modern grain. Lastly, the type of fat that tends to develop from modern wheat is internal, next to and within internal organs, giving rise to the term wheat belly, wherein the belly resembles a somewhat unjiggling balloon. We all need water to survive. It's essential to every plant and animal on this earth. And it is incredibly important to have a good clean water supply. That's why we don't drink tap water, because the fluoride added to it is literally an industrial byproduct, and various other nasty compounds find a way into the water through the labyrinth of aging pipes used to deliver it into our homes. According to Frank Zelko at The Ohio State University, quote, highly toxic hydrogen fluoride and silicon tetrafluoride gases are byproducts of fertilizer production. Prior to the 1970s, these pollutants were vented into the atmosphere and gave Central Florida some of the most noxious air pollution in the country. During the 1960s, however, complaints by farmers and ranchers eventually forced reluctant manufacturers to invest in pollution abatement scrubbers that converted toxic vapors into fluorosilicic acid, a dangerous but more containable liquid waste. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, quote, fluorosilicic acid, a halogenated inorganic acid, is the water fluoridation compound most widely used in community water systems in the U.S. as it yields free fluoride rapidly when mixed with water. According to the American Dental Association, quote, topical fluorides strengthen teeth already present in the mouth, making them more decay resistant. Topical fluorides encourage remineralization of enamel, but also inhibit bacterial metabolism, reducing the growth of plaque bacteria. The key word here is topical. In short, an industrial byproduct was dissolved into U.S. tap water for everyone to ingest, which is not a topical application. The firms producing this industrial waste dispose of the waste in our drinking water, claiming it has the same effect as a topical application of fluoride, which is not true. According to the National Institute of Health, the effect of systemically ingested fluoride on tooth decay is minimal. Based on my research, I believe the claims made that ingested fluoride reduces cavities to be false. Teeth are mineralized from the outside from minerals found in saliva inside the mouth. This means that a person's saliva must contain the minerals that make teeth hard and healthy. Fluoride applied topically directly to the teeth can arrest the development of cavities, but unless something changes in saliva and dental cleaning habits, the cavities will reappear in weakened enamel. Proper dental care, in addition to taking a vitamin and maintaining a good diet and exercise, is limiting processed sugar, flossing directly after meals, and brushing carefully at the gum line a couple times a day to reduce bacterial load and make way for the minerals to enter all surfaces of the teeth. The ingestion, or swallowing, of fluoride is thought to cause calcification of the pituitary gland, which has profound negative effects on the function of the brain, including lowering the IQ. Below is a list of some of my family's favorite meals and foods, but please consider an important disclaimer. If food is sprayed with Roundup, if livestock is fed with toxic byproducts, if soil quality is low, if pathogens are allowed to infiltrate the food supply chain, if genetic modifications change the compatibility of the food, all bets are off. Organically grown, heritage varieties of food that grow in soil containing the right balance of nutrition will always yield the best results. Wild game, fed healthy, clean grains and grasses, also holds the most promise as food for being stronger, smarter, and living longer. Not an all-inclusive list of our favorite essential micronutrients. Elemental iodine, B12, D, C, zinc, and magnesium. Some of our favorite fruits we consider essential to a good diet: bananas, oranges, apples, grapefruit, lemon lime, grapes, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, chokecherries, cherries, and kiwi. Here's a list of some of our favorite of what we consider essential vegetables: potatoes, onion, red bell pepper, carrots, celery, garlic, cabbage, romaine lettuce, sweet potatoes, green beans, corn, peas, broccoli, and cauliflower. The following is a list of what we consider essential herbs and spices: cayenne pepper, Himalayan salt, black pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, cumin, curry powder, rosemary, thyme, sage, oregano, basil, paprika, and dill. Last but not least, for the record, here's a list of some of our favorite meals prepared by our family regularly. Potatoes and eggs with extra sharp cheddar cheese. Non-wheat-based, low-sugar breakfast cereal with organic or lactose-free milk. Tacos and burritos. Salad. Reverse-seared steak. Bunless hamburgers. Smoothies. Probiotic yogurt-based sauces. Bratwurst with sauerkraut and gluten-free mac and cheese from scratch. Bean burritos. Carne asada tacos. Pan-fried chicken breast with roasted potatoes. Chicken stir-fry with veggie mix, water chestnuts, and rice. Beef stir-fry with broccoli and rice. Rice and beans with cheese and butter. Curry chicken and vegetables. Roasts with potatoes, carrots, and onions. Buffalo-flavored chicken with apple coleslaw. Hot rice cereal and oatmeal. Homemade vegetable soups and chili. Fish tacos with yogurt sauce. And once or twice a month, homemade desserts with rice-based flour.